Good morning. It's Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I know people who listen to this radio station go through this, and that is you get caught in the car. You can't get out because you're listening to something on WAMC that's so interesting, that's so engaging, that you must stay until it's finished. That alone is worth a pledge to the lockbox this morning at WAMC.org so we can knock that time off the on-air fun drive. October 15th, it starts.
And by the way, David, yesterday was an amazing day. Somebody called in and pledged $5,000, a wonderful anonymous caller, $5,000, if we could raise $25,000 yesterday morning during the roundtable. And boy, it came pouring in. It was just so great. So we're up to something like $235,000. That's the good news. And the other good news is it's really beginning to happen. And the bad news is we got to get to $500,000 if we're going to do this in the day and the morning that we've been doing it. And amazing, we're taking it for granted. And we have 500,000 monthly listeners. That's a lot of people to the radio station that you love. If you do, join me and David and everybody at the station and say, hey, I can support this at some level. $5 would be great. $1,000 would be great. So whatever you can do, WAMC.org, and we're really depending on you, and we're asking you to keep it all going, keep the flame alive.
Thank you for whatever you can do. I don't quite know where to begin this morning, Alan, with all the headlines.
So much.
And I guess we'll start with another rally for the president where he mocks Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. It's in Mississippi. To roaring cheers from the crowd, including chanting, "We want Kavanaugh," and basically saying that young men have to worry now because of these kinds of allegations that are coming out.
Well, yeah, this is a brilliant tactician. I happen to think he's evil, the president, but he's a brilliant tactician. And he knows that the Me Too movement has made a lot of men very nervous about their pasts. And he's hooking into that. And Republican women are massively for Kavanaugh. The real question is what the independents are seeing. The polling that we're seeing up to now is really bad on Trump, as we say. He is losing ground because I think people were sickened by the display that they saw when the Republican senators, gutless as they were during that hearing, just seemed to say, whatever you want, boss, because we'll have to face a primary sooner or later if we don't go along with you, because the mass of Republicans really like this president. So unless the House flips, it's going to go on. Into all of this, we now see a brilliant New York Times expose of Trump, his wealth, his taxes, claiming that he was guilty of outright fraud. There is, of course, this whole business about Americans who pay taxes. I pay taxes. You pay taxes, David. Everybody out there does. And now we see some people don't pay taxes. And that's infuriating. That's one of the reasons people think that Trump has not released his tax returns, because they would show all of this. Somehow, the Times has done this expose, and it is an extraordinary achievement journalistically, and I'm sure they'll get rewarded for it with all of the prizes.
One of the other things I think it points out is the interesting situation with assessments and evaluations of real estate, which is where the article shows that Trump's made most of their money, undervaluing their property and overvaluing their properties.
Undervaluing it to the point where they're saying something that's worth a great deal is only worth 6% of its announced amounts. It's really stunning. You know, every year people have to decide, am I going to be a good American and pay my taxes? I know I do. And I know pretty well that if I didn't, somebody would come knocking at my door. So here's some man who has done all of this and gotten all of this money and who doesn't, at least according to the Times. What does that mean to John Q. Public and Jane Q. Public? They want to pay their taxes?
And he also shows that, again, the Times points out he's used his father's wealth to say that he was a self-made billionaire.
Yeah, well, I don't know about anybody else, but I was always dubious about that one. I always knew he got his money from his father. And by the way, David, this is a guy who has corporately declared bankruptcy any number of times. It's that simple. What do we think about that?
Well, meanwhile, you've got the FBI completing their inquiry expected today and a vote coming this week on the whole Kavanaugh affair.
This is beginning to smell very, very fishy. The FBI, which has been badly attacked by Trump all along, has not done some things you would think. For example, they got a letter from Dr. Ford and her attorneys that said, how come you haven't interviewed me about all of this? Very, very suspicious.
Well, speaking of, the Working Families Party filed paperwork yesterday, Alan, to begin the process of nominating Cynthia Nixon for a state assembly seat in Manhattan should she drop out of the race for governor. The move by the party was described as a procedural one should the WFP endorse Governor Andrew Cuomo's reelection and have him run on its ballot line in November.
You know, I've said this before. That's disgusting. The rank and file of the Working Families Party wanted Cynthia Nixon. They got Cynthia Nixon. She would get all the votes she needs to keep that group on the ballot. The last thing that Andrew Cuomo wants is anybody ciphering votes from his total. So they've got this thing going on. We know that there's a split in the Working Families Party between the labor leaders who have made their deals with the governor and the rank and file, many of whom are labor people themselves, who want Cynthia Nixon. From the very beginning, they had decided that this was what they were going to do. It's just wrong. It's trickery. And I just can't tell you how I feel about this emphatically enough.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Let's keep this station alive. It's WAMC.org. That simple.
David, we can do this. It always takes a sort of toll out of me, but I know in the end we can do this. Let's everybody get going. WAMC.org and putting a little something in.
Thank you all.